Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will talk with Scott Woods from the Scott Woods Band. The band will be performing at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville on December 8th, and the show starts at 7 p.m. Scott Woods is a multiple Canadian fiddle champion, and the family-friendly show is bound to fill you with the Christmas spirit. In the second half hour, I will be talking with Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health S3. The Hugs campaign is in full swing, and Jennifer will talk to us about what it is and how we can help. As usual, I will have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show today with Frosty the Snowman by the Scott Woods Band. Today we're shining a spotlight on one of Canada's most beloved touring performers, a man who has been called the master of the old-time fiddle and who has entertained audiences from coast to coast with his incredible musicianship, high-energy trick fiddling, heartfelt humor, and family-friendly charm. Scott Woods is a multiple Canadian Grand Masters fiddling champion, and he leads the much-loved Scott Woods Show, a traveling variety production that blends traditional fiddling, country music, step dancing, comedy, and plenty of good old-fashioned fun. Whether it's an old-fashioned hoedown or a hee-haw celebration or one of his popular seasonal shows, Scott brings a spirit of community and nostalgia to every stage he steps on. And he doesn't do it alone. Fans know and love the whole crew, including his sister, Kendra Norris, and performer, Leo Stock, who help bring that lively, down-home atmosphere to life at every performance. Scott Woods joins me today to talk about his music, the tradition, the touring life, and what audiences can expect from the show this season. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really happy to welcome back Scott Woods to the Townships at 12. I interviewed you last year, Scott, and it's great news. You're coming back to the Townships, I believe, December 8th at the Hope Community Church for another Christmas concert, so welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you've been called the Fergus Fiddler, and you're a multiple Canadian fiddle champion. For listeners who haven't seen your show, how would you describe the Scott Woods show in one sentence?
We take our lead from Don Messer's Jubilee. Anybody that remembers that television show on CBC in the 60s, we combine vocals and fiddle tunes. And of course, this year it's a Christmas show. It's called Christmas Hoedown. And they'll take Christmas tunes like Christmas in Killarney, say. And instead of doing an instrumental break between verses, we'll break into a fiddle tune, maybe have some step dancing. And so it's a real fun, variety, family-friendly show.
Mm-hmm. Now, your shows are billed as family-friendly variety shows. What do you think makes that mix of fiddling, step dancing, and comedy click so well for all ages?
Well, it's something that is, historic in Canada. It's the music that the pioneers used to build the country. They didn't have radio and TV and all these fancy contraptions to entertain themselves. They got their accordion and their fiddle and the guitar, and they played music, and they tapped their toes, and eventually became step dancing. They sang, they had a great time, and that's really the essence of what we're trying to recapture in our shows, is to keep that wonderful tradition alive of Canadian fiddle music.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have different themes, and obviously, yeah, this time you have a Christmas theme. How does a theme shape the music and the pacing of the show?
Well, our theme, Christmas Hoedown, is kind of like you're heading out to the barn and clearing a spot with your instruments and your friends and some food and having a Christmas Hoedown, like an old-time barn dance. We have a six-piece band, and so we feature Gary and Nadine Bowles. He plays bass, and she plays guitar, and she sings beautifully. They both sing, and they sing really well together. Of course, they've been married for 54 years, and they've toured with us in the past, although it's been a few years since they've been with us. And, of course, we have Steve Patico on lead guitar. He's known worldwide as the Telecaster Master. Has a real country flair, but he can play just about anything when he picks up his flat top. And he's playing, you know, Silent Night or Away in a Manger or something. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Leo Stock is three-time Canadian step dancing champion. He plays drums, and he's a champion fiddler as well. So we team up all three fiddles with my sister Kendra as well at times. Kendra plays piano, and she does her mini pearl shtick. It's a Christmas-themed part that she does this year, of course, and she sings. We have some silly costumes. And, you know, some trick fiddling and lots of fun and lots of family humor. So it's a real mix, as if we were having a good old barn dance.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people love the kitchen party feel of your hoedown shows. How do you keep the balance between preserving fiddling traditions and adding fresh, modern elements?
Well, we try and stay very retro when it comes to the musical arrangements and the tunes that we pick. Most of the Christmas songs are very familiar, warm, fuzzy Christmas songs. We do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Oh Holy Night, Away in a Manger, those kind of tunes. We do some not so familiar tunes. We do have a Steve Earle tune called Nothing But a Child. And we do Mary, Did You Know, another great tune, which is a bit more recent. But we also combine technology into our shows. So we dress like an old-time orchestra would have in the 50s and 60s with ties and vests and all matching and that kind of stuff. But we also have GoPro cameras on the stage and visual images on a big screen projection that's on the stage. So you can see Steve's guitar fingers flying as he's playing one of his own compositions. You can see my fingers on my fiddle as I'm playing Orange Blossom Special or Listen to the Mockingbird. And you can see Leo's feet right up close when he's dancing. And there's several other images that are portrayed on the screen that reflect, you know, the tunes that are being played. So we can kind of combine that modern feel with the technology, but with the retro music and the retro look of the band.
Mm-hmm, that's interesting. Now, you're famous for trick fiddling. Somersaults and barrel rolling are part of your act. How did you get started with those physical stunts? And how do you still practice them the same way you practice tunes?
Well, the whole trick fiddling thing came from the fiddle contest circuit back in the 60s. The fiddle contests were so serious and, you know, everybody was trying to win the contest and there was rules and they were very, very popular across Canada. Of course, the big one, Canadian Open, was in Shelburne, Ontario. And so they decided in the early years to break some of that tension and have some fun and kind of throw away the rule book and let fiddlers do whatever they want with the fiddle just for fun. And that's sort of where this novelty or trick and fancy fiddling came from. And when I was about 11, probably in about 1981 or two, I started doing a trick fiddling routine. And I followed in the footsteps of my predecessors, Graham Townsend and Al Cherney and King Ganem and different ones who would play behind their back and under their leg. And then I started doing, when I was about 11 or 12, I started doing a front running somersault and I started walking on a barrel. And so it's just something that's happened. And to answer the question, no, I don't practice it ever. I can do it in front of an audience. If I thought about it too seriously, I'd probably get nervous and probably crash and break something. But okay. I've never broken a string or a bow or I've had some not very graceful moments over the years. But most of the time, as long as the stage has enough room and it's sticky enough that I don't slide, then I can get all of the tricks in and no problem.
Okay, good for you. Do you ever worry that the comedy or the tricks might distract from the music itself? And how do you make sure both sides of the show get the attention they deserve?
We have several very serious moments in the show. And one of my favorites, I do a poem that is, it's kind of a, I call it my Tommy Hunter moment, where I sit on a stool and I have an inspirational story on a show. This year it's called The Innkeeper. And it's the birth of Christ from the perspective of the innkeeper who turned Mary and Joseph away. And it's, it really makes you think. And, you know, we have several very serious songs, O Holy Night and Silent Night. And we try and, we can kind of have tongue-in-cheek laugh at ourselves through the show. And then once we get it right into that serious stuff, the smiles disappear and we're very focused and the meaning is really true. It is an absolute Christmas show. We make no bones about that. So it's a real combination of fun stuff plus the serious.
Okay. What's one fiddle tune or arrangement that always gets the audience on their feet and why does that tune work so well?
Well, you know, our opening set is always, it really brings the show kind of to a summary. As we opening up the show, we start with Boiling Cabbage Down, just a quick little 32-bar version, and then we go into Christmas Times Are Coming. And for the folks who have seen the show before, it really sets the stage because Christmas is coming, and it's still a little bit early in the season. But, you know, if they haven't seen a Christmas show or heard the Christmas music yet, it really sets the stage. And then we break into Blowing the Strings, a great fiddle tune by Ned Landry from the East Coast. And usually once we get done that, then, you know, people are really excited and they're like, okay, this is Christmas. It's on. Let's go. And then they're ready. Before they know it, 2 hours is gone and we're playing Orange Blossom Special and singing Jingle Bells and calling it a night. So.
Now, your sister Kendra is a longtime performer with you. Tell us about working with family on the stage. What's the best part and the hardest part?
Well, obviously the best part is we're pretty in sync. Kendra and I think very similarly musically, and she plays piano. And since my mom retired from playing piano, it's always been tough to fill those shoes. And Kendra retired from teaching school back in 2016. And so she's been on the road with us full time ever since. But she plays accordion and plays fiddle and plays piano and she sings. And she just instinctively knows what I need and when I need it. She does a lot of the behind the scenes work to help get the band where we need to get every night on time. And so, and the harmonies too, when I sing and she sings harmony to me, or if I play my fiddle and she plays harmony to it, it's so the family harmony you can't beat. The timing and phrasing and everything is very much alike. The downside is that it's family and sometimes we take each other for granted and we say something that's a little bit sharper than we might say to somebody else, but we always laugh about it after and it's all good. So. It's wonderful. I wish more of my family. My brother has toured with me in the past, and I've had several of my nieces and nephews on the road with me in different times. And of course, Mom was always on the road until 2016 when she retired. And so it's always bittersweet to leave home and go out on the road, but at the same time, at least I have some of my family with me.
Now, you tour across Canada and sometimes internationally. How do audiences differ from town to town? And is there a place you always look forward to for playing?
Well, you know, right across the country, folks have got to know us. And Alberta always really loves our show because there are a lot of displaced maritime folks, and they love that East Coast fiddle music, but they're also cowboys and they love the country music. And for some reason, Alberta and Saskatchewan just seem to be always really hot spots. Manitoba loves the fiddle too. And of course, when we come into the Eastern Townships, they love the fiddle too. As we travel into the States, it's a little bit more bluegrass and country music that they look forward to. Rather, they're not so familiar with the Canadian style of fiddling, but they love it once they hear it. They're just not as familiar with it. We were in Germany earlier this year, and they absolutely love Canadian fiddle music. I'm just blown away every time we go to Europe. They don't really understand it either. They know country music, but not as well as here. But, you know, you start playing jigs and reels and throw in some step dancing as well, and they're just absolutely blown away, and they have no words to describe what they're witnessing. And we've had lots of folks that have tried to learn fiddle music, Canadian fiddle music, in Europe since we had been going over there. And it's wonderful to help them out and see them carry on that tradition.
That's interesting. Now, your shows have raised substantial funds for charities over the years. Why is that community fundraising piece important to you?
Well, it's a long story. Basically, what happened in 2003, I was on tour with the Don Messer Show. My mom was on that band as well, playing piano. And my father passed away. Dad died of a massive heart attack. And we were on tour, so we came home and we had the funeral. It wasn't unexpected. Dad had a lot of heart trouble, so we kind of knew that day was coming. We just didn't know when. So we dealt with it, and Mom and Dad had no regrets. They were very happy, and, it was sad. But at the same time, we knew that Dad would want us to continue. And so we jumped right back into the tour. And as we were continuing the tour, we didn't travel with the band. Mom and I drove on our own. And we had lots of great conversations in the car. And she mentioned that she wanted to go on a mission trip. Since Dad died, she thought maybe that would be a good time to go. And I said, well, if it was me, I would probably just play a show somewhere and raise money for other folks to go who are better equipped to do that job. And Mom said, well, why don't we take the whole band and we'll do a concert? And the Men for Missions group at the church is going to Haiti. And so that's basically how it started. We did about a dozen shows for different churches based on what my mom suggested, and the word got out. That was in the spring of 2004, right after Dad had died. And by the fall, we did another dozen or so shows across the province of Ontario. And then the next year, the word got out big time, and we were going right across the country. We did 85, I think, the next year, and then 160 shows from coast to coast the following year. So it's always been kind of part of our DNA, and we've been doing fundraising shows for a number of years, but this really focused. So basically how we work is we go into the town and we play in a church, and the proceeds are split with the church, and we cover our expenses. We get to play our music that we love and meet some wonderful people and see the country and help raise funds for those folks who are doing great work in their community and beyond.
Okay, do you script much for your shows, or is there room for improvisation and audience banter?
There's always a little bit of room for some. It's roughly scripted. We all know the set list, and we have a printed program, and I pretty much know what I need to say at each spot. But it's not like an actor who's reading lines or something. I speak from the heart every day, and some days there's something that's more specific to that location that I will mention. And last night, as an example, we have a Frosty the Snowman that comes out and dances while my sister sings Frosty. And when Frosty went backstage, she tripped and pulled down one of the wings, the curtains, and all of the change area that was hidden behind the wing was exposed. And then they were scrambling trying to put this wing up. And so we had a little bit of improv banter back and forth, which was kind of comical and made light of the situation. It is what it is. Stuff happens. You're wearing this big costume you can't see, and she caught the curtain and pulled it down, and we made the best of it. It was a lot of fun. So we try not to have moments like that happen, but if they do, we make the best of it.
Okay. Sure. You've been part of the fiddling world for decades. How do you see the next generation of fiddlers evolving their tradition?
Well, I'll tell you, the fiddlers today are absolutely amazing, and they're all studying different fiddlers from all over the world with the ease of the internet and travel and communication, Zoom, and all of this stuff. The differences in the regional styles of fiddling is becoming less and less, but the quality of the fiddling in general is increasing significantly. And, a lot of the young fiddlers are studying classical music, creating great technique and foundation for playing. And then they kind of branch into whatever Celtic style or Acadian style, or if it's more East Coast or Ontario or Métis. There's so many different regional styles that they kind of focus on depending on their tastes and their preferences. But their foundation is so much better than, two or three generations ago, when the art of fiddling was basically taught by ear. Your grandfather taught you in the kitchen how to play St. Anne's Reel or Devil's Dream or Maple Sugar, and you learned the best you could, and you struggled with your technique because you didn't know any better. And nowadays, it's so much advanced, so much, for sure.
That's interesting. Finally, what's one message you'd like to leave with our listeners about music, community, and why family-friendly live entertainment still matters?
Well, you know, COVID really messed up the entertainment world. There were so many people on the news and on TV and radio saying, don't go anywhere, don't talk to anybody, don't touch anything, stay at home and do nothing. And unfortunately, the folks have got a little bit complacent that way. They got so used to not going to church, not going to bingo, not going to dances, not going to social activities and concerts and plays. We're doing our part to try and recreate that image that, you know, you need to go out and do social things. It's important for the community. It's important for the culture to keep old-time fiddling alive for us, for sure. But it's just that we have to go out and laugh and interact with people. We have to have fun. And our show is just a drop in the bucket to try and make that happen, a reality for folks to get together and do things again. And if we can help raise some funds and do something worthwhile in the community, that's even better.
Anything you'd like to add, Scott, before we go? Anything we left out?
No, we're just really looking forward to our stop in Hope Church. It's a beautiful facility, and the crowds are always very responsive. And even the folks that come that don't speak English so well, they might not laugh at my jokes, but that's okay. The folks that speak English sometimes don't laugh at my jokes either. The music will lift your heart, and we'll send you home with the joy of the Christmas spirit, singing loud and clear, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Scott Woods. He is a multiple Canadian fiddle champion, and he and his band, they're coming to Hope Community Church on December the 8th, I believe, with a Christmas show. So thanks very much, and all the best on the show and your tour.
Thank you so much, Maureen. Appreciate all the help you get.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. The St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club will have a presentation this Wednesday, November 26th at 7 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center, and this time it's all about wood turtles and chimney swifts. Chelsea Paquette will present the latest information on wood turtles and chimney swifts. These two animals are decreasing in numbers due to various factors, which will be discussed. Everyone is welcome. St. Mark's Chapel Festival of Lessons and Carols. The chapel is located on Bishop's University campus Friday, November 28th, 7 p.m. and Saturday, November 29th at 4 p.m. Under the direction of Sarah Heath, the St. Mark's Chapel Choir hosts their annual Festival of Lessons and Carols. Enjoy traditional Christmas music at the special candlelit service. A free will offering to be collected. Parking on campus is free for this event. Everyone is welcome. The Sunnyside Elementary School will be hosting a holiday bingo taking place at Sunnyside Elementary School in the gymnasium located at 441 Rue Dufferin Street in Stanstead on Saturday, November 29th, and entrance is free. The event is fully bilingual. Everybody is welcome. They will be selling bingo cards at the door, and there will also be door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, and a canteen with snacks and drinks. The prizes will be fantastic. They have received generous donations from many local businesses to make the event even more exciting. All proceeds will go toward funding their Santa shop for the kids, supplementing school supplies, and supporting end-of-year activities. And again, that is at Sunnyside Elementary School, and that happens on Saturday, November 29th. Ayerscliff Elementary School Home and School Association Christmas Market. That happens on Saturday, November 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The school is located at 952 Sanborn Street in Ayerscliff. The Hugs campaign, Mental Health Estrie, has officially launched its 2025-26 Hugs campaign. From November to March, they accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment, mail a check, or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777, and the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There will be a Death Cafe event happening on Thursday, November 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. Join them in person for coffee, cupcakes, and engaging, thought-provoking, and authentic conversations about death and about living life to the fullest. Please note that this event is not a support group or a counseling session. Hosted by Vent Over Tea, Townshipers Association, and Mental Health S3. For more information, contact Emily Cote at ecote@townshippers.org or call 819-933-5743. There will be a Christmas market on December 6, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6th Church Street in Lenoxville. And it's time again for Lenoxville Elementary School, their annual Spaghetti Supper fundraiser. This year it's on Friday, December 5th, 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The school is located on Academy Street in Lenoxville. This year's proceeds will be going toward their new playground. Tickets sold at the door, $15 for those 13 years and up, $10 for those 6 to 12-year-olds, and it's free for 5-year-olds and under. Everyone in the community is welcome. Cash only. Christmas concert to feed the needy. Entrance is free. Voluntary donation box at the door on Saturday, December 6, 6:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Church, located at 20 Gordon Street in Sherbrooke. Performing Valerie Crete and Francois Lopré, Esther Bouchard and Manon Blouin. There will be a Christmas bazaar at Sherbrooke Elementary School. That happens on Saturday, December 6, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There's a bistro, bake table, silent auction, new to you, scholastic book fair, kitty corner and raffles, and the dance club and the choir will perform at 11 a.m. at Sherbrooke Elementary School, located at 242 Ontario Street in Sherbrooke. I would like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Scott Woods from the Scott Woods Band. Get your tickets online and don't miss out. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be talking with Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health S3, and we will talk about the Hugs campaign. We will close part one of today's show with Christmas in Killarney by the Scott Woods Band.